Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and we're in chapter 5, looking at the first few verses. Jesus is on a mountainside, he sits down, the disciples come to him, and he begins to teach them and says things like, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." And on he goes. Here we have what's called the Sermon on the Mount, the longest recorded discourse of Jesus' teaching. The Sermon on the Mount in chapters 5 and 6 and 7 all seem to be, it's all about the kingdom, really. What is the kingdom? What are the characteristics of the people that God has called? God has always been fashioning for himself a people to be his own, to love, and to display his love to the world. And Jesus has come to inaugurate that kingdom. Chapter 4 tells us that this is what he is here to do and that this involves repentance. The Sermon on the Mount portrays that repentance and the righteousness which belong to the kingdom. Someone said that the Sermon on the Mount is the nearest thing to a manifesto that Jesus ever uttered, for it is his own description of what he wanted his followers to be and to do. The Sermon on the Mount is, well, I suppose it's an elaboration of what Jesus himself called his new commandment. If we belong to him and Lord means something to us, then we should love one another just like he loved us. And here in chapters 5 and 6 and 7, we're shown how to do it. And so what we find is that God is showing his people how to live. Perhaps the key verse in the whole of the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8, where he says, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Do not be like them. Key phrase. Quite similar, in fact, to what God tells Israel in the Old Testament. Leviticus chapter 18 verse 3, "You must not do as they do in Egypt, where you used to live, and you must not do as they do in the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you. Do not follow their practices." In other words, there is a sense of compare and contrast in the whole of the Sermon on the Mount. Sometimes that's with the Gentile and pagan world. Sometimes it's with the religious world. So as we study the Sermon on the Mount, let's reflect on what we're meant to be compared with and contrasted with and work out how not to be like them, but instead to be like those of the kingdom. We'll go on to look at some more of these commands next time. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.